Sorry about that, James. They kicked us off after an hour. The recording just timed out on us.
Ah, dang.
Yeah.
I ain't thought it was that long. Wow.
I know. It went by fast. We were chopping it up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the first payment went through today. It's March 3rd. The next one's set up to go through on the 3rd of April. That's what I wanted to make sure I got that out there. You're going to keep the same rate, so $249, and then it'll be reoccurring on the 3rd each month. You can cancel at any time if you're ever unhappy with it. Obviously, we'll be back here trying to make sure you're happy with it, right, nonstop.
Yes.
But, you know, if you ever want to discontinue, you could always discontinue. There's no cancellation fees or funny business. Just let us know before the 3rd so we could stop it from automatically charging you, and we'll part ways as
well. So when can I pull it up on Google?
We got to get you Google verified, so that's another reason why I called you in a hurry. So in your text messages, there's a form you got to sign. Called your terms and conditions. There's that PIN that's going to come to you in the mail. I need the number on the back of that.
Oh, the PIN?
Yeah, and then we need you to send in photos and stuff so we can get your website up and running. So you'll be able to see stuff off of like Facebook and Yelp and some of the other things that we do for you first.
Okay.
But the Google stuff is usually what comes through last, but when the Google stuff's on there, you really start feeling it. So.
Okay.
You know, that's what I'm worried about a little bit is you starting to get blown up around the time that you go on your cruise. But I know when you get on those cruise ships, once you get out into the water, you don't get no signal anyway. So it'll just save into your tracking system. And then when you get back, you could try to call those ones back if you want. But at least you won't have to worry about it charging you leads. But I was going to tell you, call those guys and make sure you don't get automatically unpaused because I don't want them sending you leads while you're out there trying to have a good time. They're going to tell you, oh, you can't have this drink. Your card declined.
Oh, boy, yeah. That's, I'm going to make that call right now.
You're going to strangle somebody.
Yeah,
but you gotta make sure that you pause it all the way because I think I had a guy, he did it, and it unpaused like 3 or 4 days later or 2 weeks later, some odd number. They have like a set number where there's a limit on your pause. And then it automatically unpauses and they start flooding you with leads. They sent them like 5 or 6 of them at a time. So.
Yeah, and that's what $30 a pop problem.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I want to make sure I mention that to you because I know that's not part of our service, but you know, if you're going to go on a trip here and it unpauses, you know, and you're just saying, hey, I'm setting up this money and the cruise is all set up. You know, last thing you want to do is have that depleted right when you get on the boat, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Luckily, all drinks are included. They're paid for, but...
Yeah. I forgot about that. Carnival has that all-inclusive. I remember when I did that, they gave me a limit, though, because all the girls would come finding me. This was my 20s. Yeah. They would come finding me, and I'd go, yeah, I'll get you a drink.
Okay.
And they say, you can't get two or three at a time. You get one at a time, and you got to wait 10 minutes before you get the next one.
Oh, boy, that must have been.
Yeah, yeah. They got like an automated timer on the cards that they give you, you know? You got to have at least 10 minutes between your drinks. But they're cool. I remember I was up like 2-3 in the morning playing poker with my buddies. And they had drink machines in the aisle or in the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just drinking that whole week, man. I ain't been that drunk ever since.
I'm definitely going to work that one out. Sure.
Yeah, you get off the boat. What are we going to do in Mexico? Look, tequila. Oh, no. It's just nonstop.
No problem with tequila after that, huh?
Yeah, it's a good time, though. It's a good time. And you get some sunshine on your face. It's real good living. Yeah, get a little jet ski or something. But you're good to go, James. Just mainly focus on those things, though. If you sign off on that paperwork, it might look like a lot. If you have any problems, just call in. You got me. You got a whole team of guys here making it work for you. But sign that, and then there's going to be a postcard that'll come in the mail. We'll need that from you. But right now, just focus on signing that and then the call tomorrow. I got you locked in for 10 a.m. tomorrow. Oh, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
There you go.
Hello?
Yeah, you disappeared for a second.
The first one will be, if you have any questions.
You see the terms and conditions?
You can log in with an account.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. Like, if you start getting hung up on the tech stuff, my dad's like that too. He likes a flip phone still. I gotta order him like special phone because he just never advanced past that. I mean, we did have him on an iPhone for a while, but he just kind of.
So those are your numbers. 877. The first one is.
The 544 extension will call me directly, James.
Okay, so the text is the email you sent me that I gotta go get form from, or in the text?
No, the email is just for you to send in photos, right? Then there's one of them's one of the text messages has a username and password for a tracking system. So you have a whole tracking system that you can log into and oversee everything. Because sometimes we run into business owners don't trust nobody, so they're like, I need to log in, I need to see what's happening every single day. So if that's you, that's fine. Right, you need to know how your money's being spent anyway, but that tracking system is how you do it. So
help me understand with the money. How does that apply? Or is that just is that going to be spent monthly, or how's that going to go?
Yeah, the $249 is month to month, so you only get charged one time each month. That's it, $249. Okay. There's not going to be any other charges. There's no other lead fees or click fees or call fees or nothing like that.
Okay.
But how it gets broken down in your service agreement, it'll show you how it gets broken down and what it's all used for.
Okay. I'm on. Welcome to Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first one. Is this the first application?
You're on the one that says terms of service.
Oh, this one just says we just had a picture of a splash on here.
If it has a sign-in, then that's for your login, for your tracking system. That one, you use your username as your user, your phone number is your username, and your password is my friends.
Okay. So that was the first one. So the second one is?
The other one is an outline of the agreement. It's called your subscription term. So that one will start off with James. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay, let me find that one because I'm not seeing that one yet.
Yeah, that's the main one. That's the one you want. Because that's going to have it all outlined in black and white. And we sent that to your email, too.
Okay.
But it'll look like a link. It'll say my.localsplash.com/terms.
Okay, I have two of those. This is Local Splash. We spoke earlier about providing methods for giving whatever, generating more. That was a different message. The same here, 406. Okay, there's another one.
Yeah, it should start with James. I mean, you went way down. So it should be one of the newer ones. And it'll start with your name. The very first word in the paragraph will just say James on this one.
Okay, James, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, and there's a link right there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay, I'm clicking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I got to fill out all this.
No. That's just everything in writing. The only thing you got to do is fill out the bottom, like where it tells you to put your first and last name. And then this saves in your account. So that way you have it on file and we have it on file, everything that we're doing for you for that discounted rate I gave you.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm glad
to. You can take your time with it. At least you know how to get to it. You don't have to. I'm not trying to rush you to sign nothing. You know, that's how people get over on you. That's not good business practice. If you want to take your time and go through it, that's fine. Yeah, you can go through it. You don't got to sign it now. I just wanted to make sure you know how to get to it. Because when they start the call tomorrow at 10, there's a client interview rep, and they're going to want you to have that signed before we start, like, buying the website domain name and stuff like that. Start dispersing the money. Make sense?
All right, then. Yes, appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I'll be here for you moving forward, too. I mean, it's not just me. We got a team of guys. But if you want something done quick, you could always call me directly, and then I'll be checking in from time to time just to make sure everything's going smooth or if there's anything we can improve on.
That'll work. Appreciate you.
All right. Well, enjoy your vacation. Obviously, I'll talk to you before then, but enjoy your vacation, and we'll be talking soon, okay?
Thanks, man.
All right. You have a good one.